Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Time show, November 3rd, 2014. Where is this year going? Woo! I tell you. It seems like we should be somewhere in maybe July, man. We're getting ready to get the Thanksgiving way out there, come on. Any of you, y'all know how the bread man do it. I think, you know, all the callers that are here, really and truly, I'm going to be honest with y'all, it is going to be a short show today. The reason I came on is because I feel like there are individuals that like to come together and fellowship and pray together as one on Monday morning and start our week off right. I've noticed I noticed that brothering out there that we are constantly doing this as we, you know, get together on the phone lines off of these shows also. So I want to say thank you to them right now. There are a couple things that we're going to address today, and then we're going to, you know, politely ease on out of here. Y'all know how the bread men do it. Let me get started. This morning, we're going to speak on disorderly conduct. Disorderly conduct. I'm looking for my prop for some reason. I don't know why they changed the way that we set the music up on here, but it's kind of confusing because it's over to the side and doesn't allow you to really see where the music is so that you can set your prompts up to play the particular music at hand. So y'all just hold near and let us get in the mindset of this particular passage.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain.
Disorderly conduct. Brothers, if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently. But watch yourself, or you also may be tempted. You can further investigate what we are discussing in Galatians and 1. It reads as follows. The church is an organization for mutual help, and it is charged with the watchful care of all its members. Unruly behavior cannot pass by the unannounced. The work of the church is not just to seek members, but to watch over and guard them after they have entered the church. If someone starts following the path of sin, members of the church should try to redirect that person to God's way. However, if someone knowingly chooses to sin, then that person should be removed from the church. This is the doctrine our Lord lays down for us in his church. Let's go to prayer. And I do want to, before we go into prayer, I do want to ask that we keep in our hearts and prayers Brother Quick. He had an unfortunate bad accident. Bam, over the weekend racing. And I want to hold him in our prayers and his family. He is expected to be fine, but I believe that he's not been released from the hospital yet. So with that being said, we'll go to prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you right now asking that you cover our brethren that has been injured in our race in the world. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask right now that you heal him. We ask that you continue to allow us to conquer the things in which we put our minds, hearts, and spirit into, oh, Heavenly Father. We ask that you continue to watch over our families as we start yet another month. We ask that as we go into this week, oh, Heavenly Father, you, oh, Heavenly Father, to be able to endure whatever may come our way that is not of a positive nature, oh, Heavenly Father. We ask that you continue to keep us safe from hurt, harm, or danger. We ask that you allow our minds to be clear so that we can once again, oh, Heavenly Father, continue to just do what we do on this earth. We ask that you continue to cover us, continue to allow the Grudge Nation to grow stronger, and continue to allow us to understand one another. We ask all these blessings and more. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank y'all for just allowing me to basically pray with you on this blessed Monday morning. I also want to, on some good notes, I would like to send a shout out to my sister. That's what she is to me, Mrs. 421, Miss Anderson. Happy birthday to you, and happy birthday to Mr. Rod Burke. Good friend of mine, birthday's today, and just want to send a shout out to you guys. If y'all have any other birthday wishes that y'all would like, or any other announcements this is the time to get them out of the way, because there wasn't any racing going on here in the South due to the weather, inclement weather. So unless y'all have a topic, because Bread Man will talk about anything that y'all want to talk about, that'll be cool. You know what I mean? Within realm. Listen, notice that little undefined word there. Within realm, we can talk about a lot of things. So with that being said, we do have a caller here that has his hand up. And I am opening in the lines just to let you know if y'all got something you want to discuss. Here's the time to do it. Otherwise, you're going to hear the Bread Man break every chain. And I will read to you my inspirational vitamin, and we will hit the road. Let me get this line here, 773-7115. Uh-oh.
What's happening, Bread Man? Top of the morning to you, Bread Man.
Yes, sir. How are you, my brother?
All right, yeah, this kid in Chicago just called to check on and see how you're doing, man.
Man, I'm doing well. I can't complain. It's a beautiful Monday morning. It's a little cool, but guess what? It's not snowing. I can imagine what the temperature is up there in Chi-Town.
Well, right now, Bread Man, we're around about 51 degrees. It's going to get up to maybe around about 62. Yeah, that's a heat wave, man. I consider
it. Yeah, for y'all, it's cold. I just got in from the when I was coming from L.A., and it said it was 43 degrees out here where I am. So, you know what I mean? You need to be sending me a little hot cocoa there. Come on.
I'm telling you, man, I heard about that bad weather come through there during the South, all through Tennessee and Alabama and Georgia. I said, man, about time they spread the wealth around.
Well, you're right. You are right about that. You are right. What's on your mind this morning, kid? I really don't have a topic, but you know what I mean? If you want to start something off, come on with it. You know what I mean? I know you got something you want to jump on.
No, I just want to call in and check on you and find out when the Browns race is when. November 15th or what? Ain't they got a race around that time?
No, I think Ronnie Brown is done. November 15th, from what I can gather, they have Tony Wright has a race in Rockingham. On the 15th.
Okay.
Somebody else. Golly, I need somebody text me. I know there's another meet that they have. I'm trying to think of who else. I know there's a race on the 9th. I know there's a race on the 9th. And there also is a race in Texas. Atomic Dog.
Them Chi-Town Heavy Hitters are heading that way.
Exactly. That's what I don't know what I'm thinking about. Atomic Dog is having a race on the 15th. It's supposed to be off the chain.
Right.
And actually, I don't know why. I might have a prompt for him already set up that we can listen at. Now, I don't know if he has it downloaded, but I did see it. No, I don't have it. But those right now are the ones that are ahead. The Midwest invades Texas on the 15th. I'm sure that it's going to be pretty even better, you know what I mean, now that, you know what I mean, we didn't have a chance to do anything. So, you know, y'all do know that y'all have one of the fastest cars on 20, the fastest 28 car, grudge car in the world, SVO, Big Wayne, Donye, they got, you know what I'm saying? from what I was told, they're going to be turning the cowboys into cowgirls. That's just what y'all, hey, I mean, I'm just being real now. That's what I was just told now. You know what I mean? So, there you have it. Kid, I'm sure that you know. That's what I have on hand right now. I do have on hand. I want to put out there also not just you, Kia, but everybody's listening, that on the 8th, I believe the 8th is Saturday. I want to say the 8th. Let me look at my calendar just to make sure. I know that here in Georgia that there's going to be a shut up and race here on the 8th. Yes, on the 8th of November, the last shut up and race of the year for all of you street car enthusiasts. Y'all can get down here and, you know, get it in. We're going to have some fun on the 8th. And for those of you that would like to go down south on the 8th, we will be chartering a bus on Sunday. When you leave the race Saturday night, you can get on the bus Sunday morning and head down to Tampa and watch the Falcons play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So we got a lot going on in November. If you'd like to get tickets, just give Brooklyn Man a call at the number that I have texted out on Facebook and everywhere, and you can get with Brad Man. Other than that, that's all we have going on. Kid, if you ain't got nothing else, let me go on down and move to these next people here. And,
yeah, while I got you on the line, Brad Man, I do want you to, you know, let them know that for the South to, you know, get ready for some more bad weather coming out the Midwest that way, you know. You know, tell them to get prepared.
Kid, that sounds like it's a prompt. It sounds like that's a trap right there when you said bad weather. I'm gonna go ahead and step into it. Let me put some plastic over my boots. That way I can just pull
right.
it off and don't get no boo boo in it. What you mean bad weather, kid?
You know, all them folks come, all them race cars coming out of the north in the Midwest and Canada, man, that could be bad weather on the boys down around in the south.
Oh, okay. Well, you are right. You are right, you know, but I think the dog did put it out there on his show last week, you know, and you know, I don't know. All I'm going to say is you got to get credit where credit is due. Y'all running good, and you know what I mean? Hey, it ain't how long it's been. It's just that you're doing it. You've caught up. So
right.
what
right.
do from here? You know what I mean? We can't talk about the past. We are in the present, and right now the North is doing what they need to do, and the South, we just need to step up. That's all. But
right.
all in all,
right.
You yep. know what I mean? It's all good. Let me get this next line here.
Right, go ahead. Go right ahead.
All right, kid. Thank you. 813-0041, the one and only, the world famous Mr. Tip. What's happening?
Good morning, everybody. How everybody doing? How you doing, Brett?
All right.
I'm doing fine. How you doing, Mr. Tip?
All right, sir. I just want to put it out there that, you know, January the 10th, down at Lakeland Drag Strip, we got an all-index Little Guy National shootout. It's called Little Guy Nationals. It's an all-index shootout, 750, 650, 550, 590 bike and junior dragster. It's just a race special for the index racers, and they're going to be the headlines on this show. So it's something that we're trying to do to keep the grassroots racing going. And so if anybody in South Carolina, North Carolina, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas want to come on down and race against some of the best heads-up stripe tickers in the business, be at Lincoln Drag Strip on January the 10th, 2015.
That sounds good.
And one more thing I wanna add to that, Brad, I'm sorry to cut you off, but tomorrow is November the 4th and they're not expecting us to vote. If you don't mind me saying that, they're not expecting the certain ethnicity group of people to come out and vote. But we got to come out and vote.
Mr. Chip, go ahead and get it out. The black community. They're not allowed. They're not
right.
expecting the black community to step up. Go ahead and get it out. It is what it is. Go ahead.
So I'm going to say to anybody that's listening and pass the word around, do your part tomorrow because the president's got a couple more years in there and there's a couple more things we need to get done. And we got to keep the collar control this congressional group and the best way we can, so we got to get out and vote. We have a habit of sitting back complaining, but don't want to do nothing about it. So if you registered, all you need is your driver license with your signature on it, and you can go in there and vote. So if you already registered, so make sure you get that in tomorrow.
Yeah, up in Chicago, we vote twice anyway.
Yeah. That's it, Brad. Go ahead.
I'm glad you put that out. You know, and I'm gonna go off of that. I'm not a big politician, and I respect any man that has their right to vote. I respect the way he votes. That's who you feel that you can go with in your that would go with your policies or whatever. I'm not here to say what side I am or whatever. I'm not, like I say, but I do encourage you to go down and voice your opinion. Don't be that individual that sits back and allow other individuals to dictate how your world is going to be dictated to you. You know what I mean?
That's
don't
right.
sit back.
And that's
back.
Right.
And,
that's
and,
right.
And you know, be that individual that at least, when they come to you and say, well, you got all this here to say, what did you do? Are you a registered voter? And they have ways of finding out, are you a registered voter now? Because it's public information. So don't be that one that's sitting on the sidelines, steady complaining and not doing something. So, with that being said, like I say, I'm an individual. I want the great things for America as well. I also want to add, since we brought that up, I want everybody to really take the time out and look at Lawrence Hill. Lauren Hill is this basketball player that I know people watch football or whatever, but I want everybody to pull her up and check out that special they have. I want y'all to really look at how America pulls together when someone is not doing as well. They gave Lauren Hill 2 years to live, and all her goals. Somebody there. Good Lord. I ain't got but two lines open, and boy, y'all making it.
All right, hold on. Let me go to me for
Lauren Hill. Her story, man, is something that every individual should look at. You know what I mean? They gave her, she just finished high school, and she got a scholarship to play basketball in college, and it's very touching to me to see what the NCAA has done for her. They moved her schedule up because the doctors only gave her 2 years to live. She has a tumor. She has a tumor in her brain, and they can't help her. The only reason she's out there on the court is because they're giving her steroids. And it was very touching last night to see how America pulled together to just make her dream come a reality. And I want to ask y'all listeners out there, why can't we be this way all the time? Why do we have to always have negativity going on? Always have to, Mr. Chip, let me, because you got a lot going on back there. Why do we have to always, be put in this situation to where, unless you have something of life-threatening happening to you, that's the only time that you're going to really show love. And I just, like I said, I'm not going to continue to just drive this in you, but I just want to ask y'all to just take 10 or 15 minutes out of your day and click on YouTube and pull her name up, Lauren Hill, the college basketball player. That's how you can find her. And it's all over the tabloids now, and just see exactly what I'm talking about, and maybe we'll discuss it later. Y'all do know that the Bread Man, the 15th of this month, which I believe is I have two more shows left, would be last Bread Man one time show. Now, I'm not saying I'm just leaving the industry and you would not hear from me anymore, but I do feel like you will hear me if I am reprimanded and asked to come in on other shows, I will. I just want to put that out there for, you know, people that, you know, may want to start a show and may want my help or whatever. I don't mind doing that. But right now, like I say, you know, I just have, you know, I kind of want to, you know, get my things together on my behalf. And, you know, I need a break. It's been 2 years back-to-back for me. And I feel like I'm getting ready to go to the next level in my life. And I want to thank you guys again. I know it just sounds repetitive, but I want to thank y'all again for just, you know, continue to uplift me and continue to stand with me in my trial and error and things that I've gone through with having this radio blog talk show. Definitely want to say thank you to Dog, Willie Dog, the Godfather, for teaching me the things that he's taught me about having a radio show. And he's been with me the whole time from day one, and I definitely want to give a big props to him. That last show is going to be a little different. I'm currently getting my material together to really let y'all see who you've been dealing with. So look forward to that last show. You know, I think that if you don't know me by now, you will know who I am then. And it's nothing, you know what I mean, that I'm sure that y'all are great character readers and y'all know basically, you know, dealing with it. Otherwise, you wouldn't be loyal listeners that you are. With that being said, let me go ahead, because unless anybody else has anything they want to promote or any other announcements, I'm not going to hold y'all long today. I'll give y'all the inspirational vitamin, and we will ease on out of here. So let me go to a commercial break, and when I come back, I'm going to give y'all an opportunity to think about what you need to hear. I would give you the inspirational vitamin. So hold 1 minute for a commercial break.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power. Come on.
And thank you for holding. This is the Bread Man one time. I'm getting ready to give y'all the inspirational vitamin. No one else wanted to get on, and that was the allotment time for you to do it. We're going to go into the inspirational vitamin and move right along. The Inspirational Vitamin, Monday, November 3rd, 2014. When you start focusing on a loving God who has given everything to you, you will stop focusing on what seems to be going wrong. You will see breakthroughs and more blessings. Remember, God walks with you every day. With that being said, this is the Bread Man one time for your mind. I want to thank y'all for listening in this short time that we've listened, but it is definitely powerful. Remember what I said, and remember what Mr. Tip also suggested. Let's go vote, and let's just take a time out and see where we are missing out on loving something that we may be in love with. Thank you all for listening. That's the Bread Man one time for your mind. Have a good week.
Break every chain. There is power.
Come on.